I don't want to set the world.
I just don't even know why there aren't uprisings all over the country. Maybe there will be.
To chase, at least for a moment, Trump and the maggots off the stage.
There needs to be unrest in the streets for as long as there is unrest in our lives.
Donald Trump, I think you need to go back and punch him in the face.
That I thought he should have punched him in the face. I
feel like punching him.
I'd like to take him behind the gym if I were in high school.
If we were in high school, I'd take him behind the gym and beat the hell out of him.
I will go and take Trump out tonight.
Take him out now.
When was the last time an actor assassinated a president?
They're still going to have to go out and put a bullet in Donald Trump.
Show me where it says that protests are supposed to be polite and peaceful.
I have thought an awful lot about blowing up the White House.
Please, get up in the face of some Congress people.
People will do what they do.
I want to tell you, Lord Dutch, I want to tell you, Kavanaugh, you have released the whirlwind, and you will pay the price.
We're going to go in there, we're going to...
Well, this is just a warning to you Trumpers. Be careful. Walk lightly. And for those of you who are soldiers, make them pay.
We are your lizard overlords. Stop listening to these preppers. Eat your crickets. Fight in the streets. Own nothing. And love it.
We are the Prepper Broadcasting Network.
Welcome back, everybody. It is I, L. Douglas Hogan. Do you remember a while back when I was having a chat with Ryan Scal and we were talking about AI and smart cities and blockchain and the Internet of Things and all these different things that are coming down in the future? You know, the Mark of the Beast, all those things. Well, they're coming fast. They're coming faster than I was even thinking that they'd be coming. I happened upon a couple of ads, commercials, I don't know what you want to call them, but listen to this. This is frightening. We are already to the point where we could have AI, artificial intelligence, run restaurants. Check this out.
Well, the robots have arrived, at least in Pasadena, California. That's where the world's first ever fully autonomous AI-powered restaurant has opened, complete with burger-flipping bots. We sent CBS's Joy Benedict on a taste test.
Flippy the Chef makes Spud spectacular. This automated grill gives the meat its sizzle as this restaurant goes robotic.
For this burger, it would take about 120 seconds.
Cali Express by Flippy is the world's first AI-powered eatery. There's new technology outside the kitchen, too.
A cheeseburger.
Order kiosks use facial recognition to remember you, your favorite food, and how you like to pay. Then watch the robots work. No humans required.
We can't get enough people to come out to work on fryers and grills. They're dangerous jobs. And this automation helps solve a lot of those issues.
Hello, I have someone.
62% of restaurants report being understaffed. Industry experts say most of those unfilled jobs could be done by robots. And in California, where the minimum wage for most fast food workers will soon be $20 an hour, fewer workers equals cost savings. Dan Ives is with Wedbush Securities, a wealth management firm.
Once the minimum wage went to 20, that's the bell going off. More and more focus on spending on AI.
And there you have it, folks. That's why the government is literally pushing these restaurants and these big businesses into the corner where they're having to do this. Here's the problem with minimum wage. And I've discussed this and covered this 1,000 times in the past. It's not good for the government to stick their noses into private business and corporations and other things like this. Here's what happens. So the government says, okay, well, $12 an hour isn't cutting it because we're inflating everything. You know, here's what we got to do. We're artificially inflating money, or we're artificially stimulating the economy by printing our own money. So that devalues the money. All right. So here's what we're going to do. We have to raise minimum wage to make up for it. So they raise the minimum wage. So now the government will say, hey, you McDonald's, you now have to pay $15 an hour to your employees. And McDonald's is like, well, we can't do that. We're going to have to raise the price of our meals. Well, there comes a point when nobody's going to pay $10 for a burger. You know, I mean, the meals have already skyrocketed. They've doubled in the past 10 years easily. It comes to a point where nobody will do that. So what they do to compensate then is they do stuff like this. They start laying off people. All right. That's one of the first things they do. They raise the price. If that don't work, they raise the price of their food to compensate. And then they start putting back money. And then they pull in this artificial intelligence, these robotic systems. Guess what now? Now, where the government was saying, hey, you got to pay $15 an hour to these people so they can make a living. Now those people don't have a job at all because you thought it would be better. You, the government, thought that you knew better than the people. You thought that you could take care of things and that you could fix things. But as always, you screw things up. You always screw up everything that you involve yourself in. That's why our children are such a mess right now in school, and they're learning about gay robots and everything else, and they're confused about their genders because you have inserted yourself into the curriculum. This is a problem. And it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop with the restaurants. Listen to this ad also. This whole new thing right here, that I wish you could see this. What I'm about ready to show you, the video is stunning. And it is an AI newscaster, and she looks real, but she's not. She's artificially generated with whatever kind of graphical intelligence they're using to design this, and they're using artificial intelligence to promote the news. So now you can have unbiased opinion, right? Wrong. Because this intelligence is coming from coding that humans are giving them. But people are going to be believing it because a robot is smart, right? And a robot, artificial intelligence, is not going to lead us in the wrong direction, right? Wrong. Just listen to this. This is crazy.
Hello, and welcome to Channel One, a new way of consuming, reporting, and thinking about the news powered by artificial intelligence, all presented by our team of AI-generated reporters.
Maybe you hear the words artificial intelligence, and you're immediately skeptical or concerned about technology gone crazy. But everything you'll see on Channel One relies on trusted sources and fact-checking.
Let's start with our reporters. You can hear us and see our lips moving. But no one was recorded saying what we're all saying. I'm powered by sophisticated systems behind the scenes, and I can speak in any language.
Για παράδειγμα, αυτή τη στιγμή μιλάω στα ελληνικά. Όχον πινάπανοντ μου ακόμα μουλά σα Μαϊνίλα, μαρούνον ακόμα μαγσαλιτά ναν Φιλιππίνο. Για να κομ τάμερ πέσα τηρίουμ εντρενίγκαλ γιούγι τρικαμάρτιρκαλ εντρενάν ναμπουγιρίν.
That is just insane how fast we're moving. Like, we're moving so much faster than I could have anticipated. It's so weird because I remember 5 years ago or more, I saw artificially generated images of President Barack Obama at the time saying things that looked like him and sounded like him, and I could not differentiate the difference, but it was broken down for me visually. And I was able to see that it was, in fact, a digital rendering. And the computer-generated imagery was insane and hard to differentiate. That's why I'm saying we're living in times where you can't even believe your own eyes right now. So you definitely can't believe what you're seeing on the television, what you're seeing on your mobile devices. You can't believe what you're hearing in the news for sure. You know, so there used to be, you know, you would hear the term, believe nothing you hear and half what you see. Well, now it's worked to the point where you shouldn't believe anything you hear or anything you see, unless it's in real time, in real life. But how far out are we now where they can, they are going to be able to cast computer generated images into the sky where we can be fooled with some kind of makeshift, you know, in the Bible, talking about, I believe it's in the book of Revelation, the Antichrist has a false prophet. The false prophet is going to pull fire from heaven. Now, a couple things, ways you can view this. I always thought that perhaps that they were meteors and they just happened to come down at the time when he's speaking and everybody thinks that he's pulling them out of heaven, you know, whatever. But what if, just what if, it's a computer-generated image and it's the first of its kind technology that's used to fool the masses? Who knows? We have no idea where we're going with this, is the crazy thing. And so it's getting more and more scary the closer we get, you know, into these. I mean, you shouldn't be, first of all, maybe my words are bad. Maybe I shouldn't be saying it's getting more and more scary, because in reality, Christians should not be fearing anything. If your hope is in Christ and you're saved, right? You've done your due diligence and you followed through on the word and you're living the way that you should be living. There should be nothing to worry about, right? So just watch the times, read your Bible and know where we're at. Don't be taken and caught off guard by some of this stuff that's happening. Know, be wise and know the times that we're living in and know where we're at. And that'll give you a pretty good idea of where we're at in biblical times. Will we know exactly when the rapture is going to happen? Absolutely not. Jesus said, no man's going to know. Nobody's going to know. But the Father in heaven, that's it. So something else I ran, we're going to change direction here. Something else I ran into, which I thought was funny and it made me laugh. This video, it's called the commercial of the year, and it's about wokeism. And I just thought it was humorous, and I want to play this for you and get your thoughts on it.
Up, I want to work for a woke company, like super woke.
When I grow up, I want to be hired based on what I look like
rather than my skills.
I want to be judged
by my political beliefs.
I want to get promoted
based on my chromosomes.
When I grow up,
I want to be offended
by my coworkers
and walk around the office
on eggshells
and have my words policed
by HR.
Words like
grandfather,
peanut gallery,
long time no see,
no can do.
When I grow up,
I want to be a obsessed with emotional safety
and do workplace sensitivity training
all day long.
When I grow up, I want to climb the corporate ladder
just by following the crowd.
I want to be a conformist.
I want to weaponize my pronouns.
What are pronouns?
It's time to grow up and get back to work. Introducing the number one woke-free job board in America, redballoon.work.
So I didn't check out Red Balloon. Hey, maybe go and check it out and see what they're about, because it's if it's anti-woke, I'm on board. I mean, the only thing that would keep me off from being on board with that, if it's anti-woke and anti-Christ, and then I'm not on board with it, and that's not cool. All that being said, I got one more soundbite I want to share with you. The whole Nikki Haley thing. It's like, when is she going to have the intelligence to just say, all right, I need to bow out, because I don't see it happening. I don't see her doing it. Honestly, I think she's like a plan B maybe, and possibly a plan B for even for the Democrats, because they can't get the win out of their boy. Maybe they can do something with her. I don't know. But this lady, do you guys remember, for my older listeners, John Kerry, when he was running, remember he became popular as the flip-flopper. And every time he would get up to speak, the crowd would be going flip-flop, flip-flop, because he would always say in his public life one thing and get recorded for it. And then when he's running for president, well, all of a sudden now he's got a different view and he's saying something completely different. And this is kind of what we're catching here in the whole Nikki Haley thing. So take a gander and listen to this and stay away from Nikki Haley. Don't vote for her.
I would not run if President Trump ran.
I'm Nikki Haley and I'm running for president.
I will not. Not now. Not ever support raising the gas tax.
Let's increase the gas tax by 10 cents over the next 3 years.
Every person on social media should be verified by their name. That's, first of all, it's a national security threat.
That I never said government should go and require anyone's
name.
That's
false.
So I think China's been a really great friend of ours. Yes, I view China as an enemy. That was not what I intended to say. I do not think we need to pull money from the U.N. The U.N., the only thing is we would defund the U.N. as much as possible.
So, and there was, I want to say more to that video. Let me see here if I can pull something up on YouTube here. Let's see what YouTube has to say.
Every single person on their outlet, because, and I want it by name.
I never said government should go and require anyone's
name. That's false.
I think China's been a really great friend of ours. Yes, I view China as an enemy. That was not what I intended to say. I do not think we need to pull money from the UN. The UN, the only thing is we would defund the UN as much as possible.
When a 12-year-old child in this country, assigned female at birth, says, actually, I feel more comfortable living as a boy, what should the law allow the response to be?
Well, I think the law should stay out of it, and I think parents should handle it. I think there should be federal involvement. You should not have any gender altering anything done to a child before the age of 18.
Yeah, I agree with that last thing she said there, that you know, if you're a child, there should be no, it shouldn't be allowed, period. Because a child, first of all, they're not even cognitively finished developing. They're still growing. They're still learning how to make decisions. They are very immature. Their judgment is awful. It's actually atrocious. How could some child that still believes in Santa Claus tell you that, hey, I'm a girl, a boy saying, hey, I'm a girl? It's just wrong. And this lady, her flip-flopping, I'm going to say no at the ballot. So I'm definitely not voting for her in the primaries. Nikki Haley's not good news. She's actually bad. You do what you want. You know, the primaries are the primaries, and maybe Trump isn't your person. But I'll tell you, at least we know what we're getting with Trump, because we all had more money in our pockets and we weren't at war. Our soldiers weren't dying. We had peace for 4 years. That's what I'm looking forward to. Is it going to go back to that? Probably not, because so much crap has been stirred up with this administration. It's just awful that we're spending how many millions, probably billions, now on Ukraine's borders, and our borders are seething. Just, it's leaking with filth. We got all kinds of nasty people coming over into the border with their drugs and their human trafficking and everything else that's coming with them. And somehow, some way, that's not shown in the light of the truth. They're not talking about the evils that's coming over the border. In fact, you got some idiots who are saying there's no border problem. It's crazy. I'd be scrolling through social media and I see some live channel on there, some live stream. Some idiot's got something up. The border's not a crisis. Prove me wrong. No, I'm not. Actually, you don't deserve my time. If you're so stupid that you don't see that there's a border crisis and that not having borders is a problem, then you're too stupid for me to talk to, and I don't want to give you an ounce of my time, because you should be able to see things with your own intelligence, and nobody should have to prove you wrong. In fact, all you're wanting to do is argue, because that's what you liberals do. You're loud and clamorous, and you want to argue, and you want to call people names and get in fights, and you're wrong on a lot of different issues, almost all the issues, actually. You're wrong about them, and you're on the wrong side of history. You've always been on the wrong side of history, and you won't stop. You're loud, clamorous behavior. We're living in a time where left is right and right is wrong. It's not good, and we got to do something to change the tide. And I'm not hopeful in our current system. It looks like a lot of states are still going to go on and run the mail-in ballots, which is not a good thing. I saw that one state, I think it was Georgia, has approved a law to make watermark ballots, which is good. If we're going to do mail-in ballots, let's do something that's been watermarked, so that you can't copy it, and we can hold it up to the light and see that it's real. What are we going to do to make sure that dead people aren't voting? To make sure that illegals aren't voting? Which, by the way, the stream of illegal immigrants that are flooding into our country isn't so much about votes, so much as it is being able to turn the tide of the congressional districts, because the size of their congressional districts and the electoral college and all this, is it's all determined by the population. And so if you have illegals counted in your census, maybe they can't vote, but they're part of the population now, and they're part of our problem. They're draining our economy, and they're going to be siphoning the life out of this country. We're in a bad place, people. And I don't see how we're going to be able to get out of it at this point. I've always talked about the tipping point, and I think we're there. We're at the tipping point. We're beyond it. I think it's gone. It's happened. And there's no coming back from the tipping point, because there, at this point, there's so many illegals in this country. It would take a miraculous work of God. I'm not saying he can't do it. I know that he can. But God works his miracles a lot of times through the hands of people. And we're going to need a great plan with a lot of people, organizations, groups, however you want to call it, working together to round up all these illegals and get them deported. It's going to be a massive effort, because right now they're not just coming over in vehicles across, you know, legally the right way, but they're flooding over in droves, and they're unaccounted for. And we're going to drive them back. You know how long this has been going on? For years they've been coming into our country like this. And we're going to drive them back. It's going to take even longer to bleed them out. So we're in a bad way, and I'm not confident in our system. And I just want to see things work out. But quite frankly, I don't know how we're going to get there. And Sleepy Joe just keeps on with his, well, have Congress write a bill to protect the borders. Congress doesn't need to have a bill. They don't need to write legislation to protect the borders. It's actually in the Constitution. Article 4, Section 4, it guarantees that every state in the Union not only has a republican form of government, but shall be protected from invasion. It's right there. It's the law of the land. So for Sleepy Joe to be saying, have them write a bipartisan bill and I'll sign off on it, it's baloney. It's hogwash. And what he's trying to offer out in his word is to people that don't know the difference, people that don't know how to read cursive. Folks, get yourself a copy of the Constitution and read it. It's that simple. Even if you don't know cursive, because they don't even teach it in school anymore. And that's so they can weed out, program, and gaslight the young people in our school systems, so that when they're adults, they won't be able to read the original forms of the Constitution and be like the Catholic Church in the Dark Ages. Here, this is what the Bible says. You better just believe it. And then from that springs all kinds of doctrine. And that's what they're trying to do. They can make the Constitution say anything they want to do, save if you can't read it. Meanwhile, and here's what's in the bill, by the way. Well, actually, you know what? Let me go back. Let me play for you a video. You can listen to this. This is on YouTube. You can dig this up. Just go to YouTube and dig up Biden urges Congress to pass bipartisan border security bill. There's stuff inside this bill, folks, that you're not going to hear from the president or from the left. And the right's trying to bark it out and let people know what's inside of it, because they spew this stuff out. And unless you're canny enough to know how to go online and look into the bill, to see what's inside of it, you're not going to know this stuff. So this is Sleepy Joe. Listen to this garbage.
It would help the country. He's not for it. He'd rather weaponize this issue than actually solve it. So for the last 24 hours, he's done nothing, I'm told, but reach out to Republicans in the House and the Senate.
Okay, right there. I think he's talking about Governor Abbott over in Texas. I'm gonna interrupt here and there just so you can just put my two cents in. Here's Sleepy Joe.
And threaten them and try to intimidate them to vote against this proposal. And it looks like they're caving. Frankly, they owe it to the American people to show some spine and do what they know to be right. So I want to tell the American people what's in this bill and why everyone from the Wall Street Journal to the Border Patrol to the Chamber of Commerce, the United States Chamber of Commerce, support this bill. Because it's going to make the country safer, make the border more secure, treat people more humanely and freely and fairly, and make legal immigration more efficient and consistent with the values of our nation and our international treaty obligations.
He's completely lying. So what he's saying there is that this is going to make things more efficient and safer. And he's going to be talking here in a second about how he wants to hire some over 1,000 more border security agents. Look, he's offering an olive branch in his left hand, but he's got a dagger in his right. I'm telling you, folks, this guy does not need legislation to secure the border. He simply has to say, secure the border. That's what Trump did. He said, tighten it up, secure it. It's already the law of the land. And so he's just making this baloney up. And because they're filling this stuff full of pork and full of money for Ukraine and other countries and stuff like that. They're throwing stuff in there that has nothing to do with the United States.
It would finally provide the funding that I've repeatedly requested, most recently in October, to actually secure the border. That includes an additional 1,500 border agents and officers to secure the border, to physically secure it. In addition, 100 cutting-edge machines to detect and stop fentanyl at the southwest border. We have that capacity. An additional 100 additional immigration judges to help reduce the year-long asylum backlog. You show up for asylum, and the judge is supposed to talk to you. It takes a year to get that discussion going.
He could stop fentanyl at the border just by saying, don't let it in, tighten the borders. The whole problem here is Joe Biden and the Democrats.
This bill would also establish new, efficient, and fair process for the government to consider an asylum claim for those arriving at the border. Today, the process can take 5 to 7 years, as you all know. They show up at the border, get a bracelet, told them to come back when called, 5 to 7 years, now in country. That's too long, and it's not rational. With the new policies in this bill and the additional of 4,300 more asylum officers who spend hours, I might add, with each immigrant to consider their claims, whether they qualify, we'll be able to reduce that process to 6 months, not 5 to 7 years.
All right, hold on. Remember, I talked in an episode or two ago about what the requirements are to be an asylum seeker. You have to prove that the country that you're fleeing from, that you're seeking asylum from, is torturing you and is wanting to kill you in some kind of way. That's it. You can't tell me that all these Chinese nationals that are military age, all these people from the Middle East that are military age males, and all these Hispanic guys come over, that Mexico wants to kill their people and torture them. Are you serious? This is all a bunch of snow. That's all this is smoking mirrors.
This bipartisan bill will also expedite work permits so those who are here and who qualify can begin work more quickly. That's something that our governors, our mayors, and our business leaders have been asking me for and asking them for. All across the country, they've been asking for this.
Okay, you might remember a clip. I can't remember if I played it or not. I think it was Nadler. Nadler is basically calling the Hispanic or Mexicans that are coming over into America cotton pickers, but he says it in a non-racist way, because people with a knowledge of history understand what a cotton picker to an African of American descent means. It means they were slaves and they were picking cotton out of the fields. So now these Mexicans are coming over into the border, and Nadler made a comment about them being potato pickers, that we could use them to, he literally said, I'm gonna find that for you and play it. He literally said that they could come over and they can pull the potatoes out of the ground. Hold on one sec before I continue. I gotta find this. Okay, I found it. Here it is. Nadler, Jerry Nadler, talking about how, and he basically, this is one of the most racist comments, and I don't understand how Democrats get away with this racist stuff, because if he was talking about a black person picking cotton, we need black people to pick cotton, there would be outrage everywhere. But here he is now saying that we need these immigrants to pick potatoes. Listen to this garbage.
And we need immigrants in this country. Forget the fact that the farm, that our vegetables would rot in the ground if they weren't being picked by many immigrants, many illegal immigrants. The fact is that the birth rate in this country is way below replacement level, which means our population is going to start shrinking. And the ratio of people on Social Security and Medicare is going to increase relative to the number of people supporting them.
Okay, that's enough. But he's what he said there, potatoes, I misspoke, vegetables. The vegetables would rot in the ground. We need these illegal immigrants to pick the... I'm so sorry about that. Saying that we need these vegetables rot in the ground because we need these illegal immigrants to pick them for us. Really? I mean, how do you get away with that? Anyway, back to Sleepy Joe.
Create more opportunities for families to come together for business. to hire additional workers. And for the first time in 30 years, this bipartisan legislation increases the number of immigrant visas for people legally able to come to this country through ports of entry. And ensures for the first time that vulnerable unaccompanied young children have legal representation at the border. This bill would also give me, as president, the emergency authority to temporarily shut down the border when it becomes overwhelmed.
He's talking about at the border. You notice he's not saying ports of entry. The border. And he's also talking about how things will expedite. They're trying to make it so that in this bill, so that 5,000 illegal immigrants per month will be naturalized and become citizens of the United States. That's some of the stuff that's in the bill that they're not talking about. And he's saying at the border that I do want the children to be safe. They shouldn't be coming over here to begin with. But this has been encouraged by this president and Soros and other left-wing extremists and globalists that are trying to take over the world. They want these people to come over here, and they've encouraged it. And now we got young children coming over here, many of them dying, the females being raped along the way, the children being human trafficked, and the young girls being raped and killed along the way. I've seen interviews of these people. They're being killed, and a lot of these people. See, I saw an interview with a couple of, they look like they might have been Somalis, and if I remember right, they were, but they were talking about how they were bragging about how they rape, and they were being interviewed by somebody, and he was talking about, yeah, we rape, and there'll be two or three of us who will hold them down. And he was just talking about like it was just nonchalant, like it was just business as usual. He said, I'd rape her. Somebody would hold down her hands, and I'd get on top, and somebody would hold down her legs, and I'd do my business, and we'd swap and take turns. And that's going on every day, and it's being encouraged by Biden, because they want their congressional districts to be expanded. Here's the rest of Sleepy Joe, and then I'm not going to interrupt anymore. Then I want to talk about some of this money they're wanting to spend. Hold on.
The numbers are talking over 5,000 people trying to get in one day. The bill, if the bill were law today, it would qualify to be shut down right now while we repair it. Bottom line is, this bipartisan bill is a win for America, because it makes important fixes to our broken immigration system. And it's the toughest, fairest law that's ever been proposed relative to the border.
I don't think the border was a crisis until Joe Biden. I don't think we had a broken immigration system. There's plenty of immigrants here, and they make wonderful citizens. They come through the right way. They get properly vetted. People come over here on their visas, they visit, they see that they like it, and they apply for membership, and they get it. And they're contributors to society. We got people right now flowing over. We have no idea who they are, where they come from, what they're doing. A lot of them change. They just come in, and they give their name, and it's not a true name, and they just disappear. And he's talking like, he's acting like that they spend hours with these people trying to find out. That's all a lie. If you talk to the Border Patrol agents, not his spokespeople, they're ones on the ground. They are not being backed. They're not being supported. I understand they're just doing their job, but they're not enforcing it because they're told not to. So on the money here, these dollars are insane. Let's see here. $20.23 billion for border security. The bill includes $60.6 billion to support the Ukraine in its wars with Russia, right? You got to wonder, what's Joe and the Democrats, what's their investment? And Lindsey, it's not just the Democrats, Lindsey Graham and some other people who, I have no idea what their interest is in Ukraine. I think that they're drinking the Kool-Aid and they believe it, you know? If you remember right, his son and Joe have businesses going on. They have business in Ukraine. And Joe was all caught on tape. It's actually recorded. We've all seen the video. We've all heard the audio of him threatening, because his son, Hunter, was being investigated. And Joe told them to fire the investigator. And they're like, well, we can't do that. He says, you better, or I'm gonna pull the plug on the money. And the guy's like, well, you're not the president. He says, put him on the phone. The president, Barack Obama, put him on the phone. He was talking about, he says, you won't get the money. And he said, you better do it fast. You better fire this guy, because I'm getting ready to leave. I think he said it was like in 6 hours or something like that. He's leaving the country. Quid pro quo. It's illegal. There's another $14.1 billion in security assistance for Israel. $244 billion to U.S. Central Command in the conflict in the Red Sea. $4.83 billion to support U.S. partnerships in the Indo-Pacific facing aggression from China. These are according to figures from Senator Patty Murray, who chairs the Senate Appropriation Committee. In addition, there's $10 billion will be provided to humanitarian assistance for civilians in conflict zones, including Ukraine, Gaza, and the West Bank. The bill includes a provision barring its funds from going to the United Nations Agency for Palestinians, UNRWA. The Biden administration and other nations have paused funding to the agency and allegations that some of its staff were involved in Hamas October 7th. That was the big old attack that led to Israel defending itself. You know, the one, the event where they broke into, on the border, went into civilians' homes and raped and murdered the women, cut their heads off, pulled the babies out of their stomachs, and did awful mutilating things to them, and burned the houses down. You remember all that? That October 7th thing? There was peace before that. That was Hamas, backed by the Palestinians, who voted them and gave them power. And they're supporting them and backing them. That's the Palestinians. The ones that everybody's raising the flags, I support Palestine. That's the ignorance of these people. It's mind-blowing how we've taken such a far step back. How barbaric are we? Not you. Not my listeners. You guys are smart. You don't back Palestine. You don't back Hamas. If you're like me, you want our money spent right here at home instead. I would love to support Israel, but we can do it in a different way. We got our own financial problems here at home. We got homeless veterans. We got veterans who receive crappy, it's god-awful medical care through the VA. I've seen so many misdiagnoses out of the Veterans Affairs hospitals. My uncle was misdiagnosed and passed away because of it. And there's other friends of mine who have family members. The same thing has happened to them. I've seen people with bags and bags of medicine. They don't cross-reference or check what they're taking, and they take 100 pills a day, give or take a few. Consider that an exaggeration, but it's a lot, bags of it, because they just hear some more medicine. Everybody wants to treat everything with medicine these days. I went to the hospital to get checked out for some heart issues. They did everything to my heart. I got an echo, cardiogram. I got a Doppler. I had X-ray. On and on, I had a stress test. I had a lot of stuff done to my heart. It came out inconclusive. The doctor decided to take it upon himself to call it in, some prescriptions in. Gave me 3 prescriptions, which I'm not going to take. 3 prescriptions without consulting me, based on an inconclusion. I'm not going to take inconclusive medicine. I'm not going to do it. So I went back. I said, I really don't appreciate that you didn't consult me first before you call this medicine in. Now, my health insurance policy, when it expires, I'm going to have a fight, because I'm going to have a clean bill of health to show that my heart is okay. If I don't have it, then that prescription you called in is going to mess me up. Goodbye life insurance. Messed it all up. Could have screwed up my wife's future based on inconclusion. Yeah, we have a broken medical system. I'm not going to say that we don't, but the capitalistic way is the best, because it's open for competition. It drives prices down. It gives people choices. Just the opposite for nationalized healthcare. Just the opposite. If you're really old and you can't contribute to society, you're going to be in the back line. You may never get help anymore. The elderly, the young generally, because they want to keep the young and healthy up front. You can talk to any Canadian. Listen to what they have to say about the healthcare. Anyway, I've been rambling for far too long. I just wanted to get this out there. Say, hey, happy midweek. I love all you guys, all you listeners. Stay tuned. Keep listening. Keep your head to the ground. Wait for the call. Hopefully, the Lord comes back soon, or a meteorite comes and purges the earth, because there's way too much evil going on. we do need a purge, and not the movie type of purge, which sometimes I wonder if that wouldn't be an even better idea, but I wouldn't want that on my conscience when the Lord does come back. Anyway, you are listening to The Rising Republic. I'm L. Douglas Hogan. You are my people. You all take care of yourselves. God bless.
What if I told you you could own land for $200 down and highly affordable monthly payments? YourCheapLand.com is your answer to bug out land, hunting, recreation, and whatever else your prepper mind can dream up. YourCheapLand.com has properties in Texas, New Mexico, Colorado, Oklahoma, Arizona, Utah. Go to YourCheapLand.com, check out the properties, use the promo code PBN, and get $100 off your purchase.